Hello, everybody, sports fans alike here. Welcome to an edition of Butch on Sports. This is the Sunday edition on a Monday. Yes, on a Monday afternoon, Butch on Sports is here. We had some technical problems last night, so we couldn't get it through here on time on Sunday night, but that's okay. Sunday afternoon is just cool indeed here. And around about almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. So we'll give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. Let's start off with the old stuff and work our way up to the new stuff. Detroit Pistons yesterday afternoon lost to the Knicks at home by a score of 104-102. New York has swept the series with Detroit Pistons. And that ain't good. It's definitely not good, but we'll keep it going. I got some other news that I'll give you about the Pistons in a few. Now, number 3 Michigan is in its first Elite Eight program there. The Wolverines held off number 10 South Dakota 52-49 in the final minutes. They reached the finals of the Wichita Regionals in front of a heavy Coyote crowd who took the time to care and did their traveling, and went back home very sad here. Some of them clapped, but went home sad because their team lost. Now, get you on the update. Villanova, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas in the men's Final Four. For the women, already in the punch their ticket. It's Stanford has already punched their ticket. South Carolina's punched their ticket. University of Michigan will take on Louisville tonight. And UConn will take on North Carolina State. I believe North Carolina State and UConn will be the first game. And the late game will be University of Michigan and Louisville. Some are saying University of Michigan is going to win this one. Again, wait and see, boys and girls. We'll wait and see. We'll be cheering for University of Michigan's girls, men's basketball team, but girls' basketball team, women's basketball team, this evening. Clear my throat here. The NCAA men's hockey tournament is here after 16 teams filled the regions and battled and kicked each other's tail in. The Final Four is set for April the 7th and April the 9th at Boston Gardens, TD Gardens. Advancing is to Boston is the University of Michigan, the Big Ten tournament champion and number one seed overall. Minnesota State, the CCHA tournament and regular season champ. Denver, the regular season champ, and the NCHC, I can get this right here, league that they play in there. And the University of Minnesota, the Big Ten regular season champion, they're in there as well. I do believe this is the seedings tonight, not tonight, but on the 7th. It will be Denver against the University of Michigan. And Minnesota State will go against Minnesota at TD Gardens in Boston. This is going to be also, and I'll just add on here, it'll be on the 7th and the 9th. If you want to watch it on TV, the Frozen Four, that'll be televised on ESPN2, ESPN News, or ESPNU. Got that out my system. Now, I have some information about Detroit Pistons. We got the Motor City Crews, their minor league affiliated team. That's what I call it. They call it the G League, but it's a minor league affiliated team for the Detroit Pistons. They have clinched a playoff spot. Yes, indeed. The seedings and the postseason will be announced at a later date. With about 3 games remaining for the Crews, they have a 19-8 record. The Crews will have been led by Derek Walton Jr., who is averaging 16.9 points, 5.7 rebounds, and a league-high 9.5 assists in 20 games. Luka Garza, my man, And Sabin Lee has also made huge impact on the Crews, because they didn't, I don't think the Crews go to the playoffs easy or very hard there. Garza is averaging 20.9 points and 9.5 rebounds a game, with 1.1 blocks in 14 games he's played with the Crews. Lee is averaging 24.9 points with 4.3 rebounds and 7.1 assists. He also in 14 games. Congratulations to them. And hopefully the Pistons will have some brains next year for these two or three individuals on that team to make it to the Detroit Pistons lineup, because they are suffering with talent humongous. I'm not going to preach no more on it, because it sucks. Yeah, it sucks to watch the Pistons get their rear end kicked in. Speaking of rear end kicked in, did you hear about the game against Pittsburgh Penguins with the Detroit Red Wings yesterday? Yes, it's true. 11-2 was the final score, which is embarrassing, stupid, simple. It irks me to see the Red Wings. They started out pretty doggone good, and we thought we had some hope. Not saying that they will make the playoffs per se, but get better efforts as the season went on. It went from sugar to that special word that I cannot announce on radio, television, or any other media because of FCC rules. Y'all fill in the blank. It's just not cool. Steve Yzerman, who spoke early this week, said it is his fault that the defense is not playing very well, which is an understatement. Take it for what it's worth, boys and girls. Let's move on. On Friday, June 3rd, the Comerica Bank will again support a tradition that's been going back for a very long time, since 1982. Sponsored by Comerica Bank, Free Pre-Day will be providing access to the fans for free at the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. This marks the 9th year the Comerica Bank has supported the Free Pre-Day, giving fans an opportunity to experience all the racing activities, excitement, all the free stuff they give you, and just to walk around and enjoy the weather. Hopefully the weather is very cooperative on that particular day. Some days it has, and some years it has not here. However, it's a good day to just walk around Belle Isle. Some of you, for your very last time, if you didn't get a pass, and pay that $10 fee to get into a state park, because the races will not be there no more. They'll be in downtown Detroit on a real street. So, hey, take advantage of it on June 3rd. That is Free Pre-Day for everybody. Visitors will be welcome at the paddocks. That's the locker room for motorsports, and I know you just can't wait. I'll think about it. I've still got to cover the event. Warren D. LaSalle, congratulations to you, Collegiate, as they won the Division I basketball championship in the state of Michigan. They beat Grand Blanche 67-58. Division II finals was Williamson over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Let me add that to it there. Division III was Schoolcraft over Menomee, in that particular one, Division III. And Division IV was Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian over Ewing Trout Creek. Congratulations to those winning teams and all the teams who took part in the basketball extravaganza. Someone with records not fitting to go to a playoff, but again, the Michigan State Athletic Association there for the kiddies. They make sure everybody can participate. And schools like Ecorns, who had a 5-15 record, or worse than that before the thing started off, was able to get to the semifinals all the way up to Lansing, only to lose in that particular game. They should be congratulated there. If you're given the opportunity, you can make good on it. And Ecorns will tell you that. Although they didn't win, they got a lot of props for doing what they did, and congratulations to them there. So, that's the end of basketball for the season. Now we got what baseball and track and all the other good stuff closing the school year extravaganza of athletics. Please get out there and support the kids. They could be doing a whole lot of things they got no business doing. You go out there and support them. That's a good thing. And please, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, be safe. If you got to wear a mask, do so. And hopefully you all get your shots and whatever it may be. Keep everybody safe there. Butch on Sports is good. Did I have something else to give and contribute? No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. The Game Sports Show on Monday will not be on tonight because of a special broadcast on Newstalk 1400. We'll have the Game Sports Show tomorrow on Tuesday at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and myself. We'll bless the doggone airways with some conversation and guest stars. You just can't get enough of there. That's the Game Sports Show tomorrow on Newstalk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. I can't wait. I know Scott can't wait. Although he's doing a hockey game tonight here. So he can wait. with all the computer problems I had yesterday and kind of got over it today, it's time for me to buy a new computer there. So I'm taking dibs here, you know, whatever it takes. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. Or you can go to the homepage of Butch on Sports at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com, okay? You can do that, and you go straight to the page. You can also check out the sports news on Butch on Sports on the GameSportsShow.podbean.com, which has many formats that we join on in, like Amazon and, who knows, Instagram, Facebook, yep, and a whole lot of slew of the other shows of the family of the Game Sports Show, like the ESPN Blackburn Drive show there that we always do, as well as Dave McCaig's Sault Ste. Marie in Canada version of the Game Sports Show as well. Whole lot of stars and stuff there. Check it on out there. We just make it available for you. I'm out of here, boys and girls. Have a great, great week. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a podcast on Wednesday. I'm hoping so there. If not, catch you tomorrow on the Game Sports Show. Yes, on a Tuesday. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.